makers of X-Lax, the original chocolated laxative, present Strange as It Seems. X-Lax wants to send you, absolutely free, an amazing Strange as It Seems book. All you have to do to get this book is to write your name and address. That's all. Just write your name and address on a letter or a postcard. Mail to X-Lax, care of the station to which you are listening. The new, thrilling, Strange as It Seems book will be mailed to you absolutely free. This book contains more than 60 strange and amazing drawings, dozens of strange facts about famous people, places, happenings. It contains fascinating tricks and puzzles that you will enjoy doing. Mail your request for a Strange as It Seems book right away. Do it now, before you forget. Simply address a postcard to X-Lax, spelled E-X-L-A-X, care of the station to which you are listening. X-Lax, you know, is the mild, kind, gentle, correctly timed chocolated laxative sold by every drugstore for a mere 10 cents a box.
Little Jack Horner really lived.
Little Jack Horner sat in the corner eating his Christmas pie. He put in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "What a good boy am I."
Listen to the interesting story behind this Mother Goose jingle. Henry VIII rules England. The Abbot of Glastonbury, a wealthy churchman, wishes to curry favor with bluff King Harry. He decides on a lavish Christmas gift. He calls Jack Horner, his stocky, red-cheeked steward, for a few last-minute instructions.
"Now, my good man, is the pie all baked?"
"Oh, yes, master. Crisp as they make them, and savory with the juiciest fruits."
"Are the finest fruits of all there?"
"You mean the papers, sir?" "Yes. I placed them in the pie myself. The crust lifts off like a lid."
"You did very well. Now mount the best horse in Glastonbury and ride as fast as you can to King Harry. I want him to open his Christmas pie on the Yuletide."
"I will go immediately, Father Abbot."
"Now mind you, Jack, there are good inns on the way to Hampton Court. I've given you money so that you can stay at the best of them. You're a good lad, and he will like you. Goodbye."
That night, Jack Horner stops at one of the many inns along the road to Hampton Court. In his doublet and hose, no one would think he is steward of the Abbot of Glastonbury. The daughter of the innkeeper is impressed.
"May I get you anything, sir?"
No, I've had enough of everything. Sit down, girl. Where did you get those fine red cheeks?"
"From getting up at dawn and bringing in the cow, sir."
"Ah, the dawn's a bitter thing in the winter when the water's frozen in the well."
"But you never have to rise at the dawn, sir."
"Oh, of course not. Of course not. Do you know where I'm going, my girl?"
"No, sir."
"I'm on my way to visit King Harry."
"Ooh."
"I have a present from my... myself to him."
"Oh, really?"
"Yes, my pretty one."
"Oh, sir."
"Well, I must be off to bed. It's late."
"Sir, when you return from court, I hope that such a fine gentleman as you will stop here again."
"Why, yes."
"And if you like, I'll bring you your ale myself tomorrow morning."
"Very well, my girl, very well."
"Now I'll show you to your room, sir." "Have you ever seen the king, sir?"
"Oh, no. Yes.
"This is your room, sir."
"Is there a kiss for me?"
"Yes, for a gentleman like you, sir."
"Good night."
"Good night."
"She wouldn't have let me do that if she'd known I was just a servant. Oh, well, Such is life. Wonder how the pie is. The pie is all right. Now, are the papers still there? I'll just have a look. What does it say here? To my sovereign King Henry of England, greeting. Here are a few plums from the county of Somerset. Your humble servant, Richard Whiting, Abbot of Glastonbury. What are these plums? Oh, title deeds to the manors of Dunster, Cheddar, Ramstick, Frome, Seaton, Mells. 6 manors for 1 man? I'd like a manor to live in like a gentleman. Oh, King Henry will never miss one of these title deeds. Jack Horner, take a plum for yourself. No one needs to know. Ah, that's right, Jack Horner, ex-steward of Glastonbury. From now on, you're Jack Horner, gentleman.
When Henry VIII got his Christmas pie, he received all but one of the title deeds in perfect condition. Jack Horner kept the deed to the manor of Mells. Strange as it seems, Jack Horner, steward of the Abbot of Glastonbury, did reach in the Christmas pie and extract a splendid plum for himself. In 1538, a patent was issued to him for the farm of the manor of Mells, and a few years later, he received his coat of arms. The family of Horner still live at Mells and are the lineal descendants of little Jack Horner himself. The surprise witness. A privateer is an armed ship fitted out by a private individual authorized by the government of one nation to prey upon the commerce of an enemy nation. During the old days of bitterness between England and the United States, privateers were a grave menace to all shipping on the high seas. Here is the amazing story of an actual occurrence that happened in 1799. Into the harbor of Kingston, Jamaica, has sailed a British man-of-war with the captive brig Nancy in tow. The British captain brings Andrew Blake, skipper of the brig Nancy, into the office of the governor of Jamaica.
Who is this prisoner, Captain Duckworth?
Skipper of the brig Nancy, to which I gave chase on suspicion of privateering, sir.
Oh, yes. Let me glance through my papers. Yes. I see here that the brig Nancy is suspected of having fired on and disabled the British merchant ship Orkney Belle. Another item: the brig Nancy seen sailing full sail away from the merchant ship Susan Byam after setting her afire. And still another: the brig Nancy believed to have robbed and sunk the British vessel Alma of Howth. Prisoner, what's your name?
Captain Andrew Blake, skipper of the brig Nancy.
Where are your papers?
Here, sir. I am not guilty of these crimes.
Captain Duckworth, did you search the brig Nancy for any privateer letters of mark?
Yes, sir. I could find nothing incriminating.
I demand my immediate release.
Yes, all in good time, if you're not proved guilty. But when 3 merchant ships accuse you and your crew of sailing a privateer vessel in the pay of the United States, there must be some truth in that accusation.
I am the captain of a merchant ship unjustly detained, and when I return to my home port, I shall report the insult.
Nevertheless, I'm going to hold you on suspicion of sailing under false colors.
What? Why, it's an outrage. You can't do
that. Silence! Silence! Captain Duckworth, conduct Captain Blake to Government House.
Yes, sir.
He is to be allowed the privileges of a guest, but he is to be carefully watched until I thoroughly investigate his case. We've held Captain Blake for a week. I'll have to release him. Is he outside?
Yes, Governor Weston.
Ask him to come in here.
Very good, sir.
How How much longer am I to be kept a prisoner here in Kingston? I tell you, it's an infernal outrage.
Very sorry, Captain Blake, but your activities arouse suspicion. Now, since we can find no letters of marque, I must release you.
Then I can leave now?
Well, I'm forced to say yes.
Governor Weston.
What do you mean by bursting in without knocking, Captain
Your Duckworth? Excellency.
Who is this with you?
Lieutenant Fitton, sir. He has something to show you.
Surely it can wait.
No, sir, it can't wait. Not a moment.
How dare
Before
you?
Before you speak, look at these papers.
What are they? Oh. They smell horribly of fish.
Read them, sir. They're still quite legible.
Oh, nonsense. Well, really, it's a... Oh, hold on. Hold on, why... Why, these are letters of marque from the United States to Captain Andrew Blake, skipper of the Nancy. Where did you find these, Lieutenant Fitton?
In the stomach of a shark.
Of a shark? Impossible.
In a shark. Do you expect anyone to believe that? You British wanted to find me guilty of privateering, and you forged those letters. Letters found in a shark, indeed.
Silence! Explain this astounding statement, Fitton.
I was shark fishing off Jamil on the coast of Haiti. I finally hooked an unusually large one. Had a devil of a time getting him aboard. We killed him, started to cut him open, and found these papers in the shark's stomach.
By this shark, story's all a lie.
Captain Blake, what have you got to say to this?
I say it's a lie.
Just a moment. Let me compare your signature on your captain's papers with one of these on the letter of marque.
Why?
Exactly the same. How can you explain that?
You'll have a difficult time explaining, Your Excellency. It was off Jemelle we first gave chase to the Nancy.
Oh-ho! Then I can tell your story for you, Captain Blake. When Captain Duckworth started to give chase to you, you threw these incriminating letters of marque overboard so that we'd find no evidence of your privateering activities. And this shark swallowed them. I'm afraid, Captain Blake, that the shark has convicted you.
Oh, I confess. There's no use denying it anymore. If I don't confess, some of my crew certainly will. I have enemies among them. You see, three of the crew saw the shark dart through the water, snatch the papers, and swallow them up. And I thought I was safe forever.
Strange as it seems, in 1799, an American skipper of a privateer vessel was actually convicted by evidence found in the stomach of a shark. The skipper was imprisoned because of this strange and almost unbelievable coincidence. The papers are still preserved in the Institute of Jamaica at Kingston. Free, an amazing new strange as it seems book, chock full of drawings, pictures, puzzles, tricks. Truly the strangest book in all the world. Here's how to get one of these books, absolutely without cost or obligation. Listen. Just write your name and address on a postcard or letter. Mail to Exlax, spelled E-X-L-A-X, care of the radio station to which you are listening. The new, thrilling, strange as it seems book will be mailed to you at once. Send no money or box tops. Just send your name and address to Exlax, care of the station to which you're listening, and receive in the mail, free, one of these most interesting and valuable books. Enjoy the strange drawings, the strange facts in this book. Don't delay. Send for your copy right now. And when a laxative is needed, every member of your family will enjoy Exlax, the mild, gentle remedy that is kind to your system. Remember Exlax, and remember to send for the Strange as It Seems book, which will be mailed to you free. Write your name and address plainly. Mail to this radio station. You have just heard Strange as It Seems by John Hicks, directed by Cyril Armbrister. You can be arrested for giving 30 cents change in nickels.